This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Let's hit the accelerator. No, I don't mean the gas pedal in your car. I'm referring to a tech accelerator, which is one of several tools being used to stimulate economic development in Shawnee County in northeast Kansas. It's today's Kansas Profile. Stephanie Moran is the Senior Vice President for Innovation at Go Topeka, the economic development arm of the Greater Topeka Partnership. A Beloit native, she earned a bakery science degree from K-State and progressed through the private sector to various executive management positions. Moran was at Payless Shoe Source headquarters in Topeka for 18 years before spending 3 years as president of a Kansas-based agriculture startup business called NutriShield. She joined Go Topeka in March 2022. "I saw the struggles that small businesses face and wanted them to have more tools at their disposal," Moran said. She's worked to enhance the array of programs which Go Topeka has to assist small businesses, innovators, and entrepreneurs. Shawnee County had already been designated an e-community by Network Kansas. Go Topeka has an impressive variety of incentives to support small business needs in marketing, construction and renovation, architecture and design, equipment, professional services or consulting related to commercialization, and more. There are matching grants for global marketing, proof of concept development, and small business research. In fact, there were so many different projects underway that Moran asked a Topeka entrepreneur to automate the project tracking process. That process would later help the K-State 105 program as well. Part of the efforts to encourage innovation involved the use of a tech accelerator. Since Topeka is situated in the Animal Health Corridor, Go Topeka engaged with a Silicon Valley company, Plug and Play, to develop an animal health startup business accelerator in Topeka. This business accelerator is intended to allow new businesses quicker access to resources that can enable them to succeed. Such resources might include connections with corporate partners, business mentoring, pitch training, regulatory issues, and patents. These startups are developing exciting new technologies and products across a variety of focus areas that will enhance the animal health and ag tech industries, Moran said. Go Topeka also has small business incentives which focus on entrepreneurs and startup businesses of various kinds in Shawnee County and beyond. For example, a Topeka inventor created a surfacing tool for golf balls and was able to develop the product with help from a Go Topeka Proof of Concept grant and Technical Assistance Matching grant from K-State's Technology Development Institute. Those same partners helped another entrepreneur develop a software program to streamline insurance filings for assistive technology products. That ruralpreneur is based in the rural Shawnee County community of Tecumseh, population 696 people. Now that's rural. "We want to support small businesses, innovators, and entrepreneurs," Moran said. She noted the economic impact of the various incentives. "In 2023, we invested over $500,000 in more than 60 businesses that each have fewer than 100 employees," Moran said. "In the process, these businesses have committed or projected to commit $3.6 million in brand new and expansion projects. That's more than a 600% return on investment," she said. "We're also working on an innovation facility in downtown Topeka," Moran said. Go Topeka's plan for that facility was approved in February. Construction is to begin in summer 2024. Go Topeka was one of the first regional partners to be selected by K-State 105 as part of the university's statewide economic prosperity plan. "We need to create an environment or ecosystem that's supportive of small business all across the state," Moran said. K-State 105 is doing a really good job of connecting these resources, she said. "We want people to know what a great place Kansas is, not only to start a business, but a place that can help them thrive," Moran said. For more information, see www.gotopeka.com. So hit the accelerator, not in your car, but in economic development for Kansas. We commend Stephanie Moran and all those involved with Go Topeka for making a difference with innovative economic development. I'm glad to see this commitment to help small businesses accelerate toward success. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.